Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now, our man on the scene, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, he is Cordell Woodland. What's up, Cordell?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning, man. Just let you know real quick, basketball season is almost upon us. I'm just throwing it out there, Cordell. Just throwing it out there.
Oh, it's for you. Oh, yeah. I'm on standby.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Ask for a raise.
You ain't on standby. You got the gig.
Ask for a raise. Hold him up. Ain't nobody else going to do what you're doing.
Facts.
Great advice.
Facts. Your thoughts on this, what Joe LaCroix is calling distraction gate. It was reported originally that it was coaches who removed it. We found out later that it was not factually correct. It was players. Does that make a difference for you?
I guess not. Look, the story to me isn't as big, I guess, as it's become to be. That's just for me. But I get it. You know, when they're 1-5 and in a time where everybody's looking for reasons as to why this could be or what's contributing to it physically or even psychologically, I could understand why this is sticking the way that it is. To hear that it was the players instead of the coaches, I mean, I feel like that's good. At least it doesn't feel like they were just grounded by
same
the
thing.
Parents
that's
or anything
how
like that.
And to be honest with you, Cordell, if it was reported that it was the players initially,
I wouldn't have even talked about it.
Yeah. I think, you know, the players doing it is more of a signal of what you want. Mm-hmm. Guys, there's been a lot of questions about the accountability, about the leadership in that locker room. So this would point in a positive towards that. But yeah, I mean, it's been like the reports have said, it's been gone since the Chiefs loss. When we first walked in there, it definitely felt weird. It's like, where did everything go? Everything was gone out of there, including the pinball machine John got him for Christmas. So, you know, I asked around a little bit, but guys, at that time it was so fresh. I don't think anybody really wanted to talk too much about it, and they were losing, and they still are. But, yeah, I think this will come and go. But on a bye week, yeah, this is going to catch a lot of attention.
Yeah, Harbaugh said he was surprised he left his quarters on his pinball machine. That means he's got next. Man, it's just this whole thing is just crazy to me. So let's just talk about on the field then.
Next.
We just had Evan Washburn on talking about can the Ravens make this run. A great sign seeing Lamar back on the field. To what extent, we'll see. But the numbers in Vegas are telling me that he's going to play and that this should be a high-scoring game. What are your thoughts on maybe what we see Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, Vegas is telling you that they feel like not only can the Ravens win, but some points will be put up on both sides. And I could, you know, for the Bears, they have had success putting up points at times, sometimes in bunches. Go back a couple weeks ago against the Raiders on the road. I mean, they kind of jumped on them. Now, their defense helped them out, picking Geno off all over the place. It depends on who's that quarterback for the Ravens. I mean, they haven't been able to score without Lamar. With him, they were a top three scoring offense in the league. So it really depends on his status, and obviously the season as a whole hinges heavily on how available and how good Lamar Jackson looks when he is on the field. But I think they win. To be honest with you, I think even without Lamar, they find a way to win this one.
Wow.
Just because they have to have it. They have to have it. If you don't get this, I mean, it's all but over at that point. I mean, you there's still a slight opening in the window probably, but you were talking about them now already having to be as close to perfect as possible, and it would only get worse with this loss.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Cordell Whitland joins us. Cordell, I want to jump to baseball right now. We asked this question earlier. Do you feel Tony Mancelino is the leader right now to get that job back with the Baltimore Orioles?
I mean, I think so. I don't see how he can't be. As of now, in my mind, he's still the manager. no decision has been made. Elias told us at the end of the season presser he wanted to figure this out ASAP. I mean, how many people have they even interviewed? We hear a lot of rumors about interest, but we don't see anything about interviews or anything like that. Not many. I know they interviewed Rojas. But other than that, I don't recall seeing anything else about them interviewing anybody. So
I almost feel like it's too good to be true because I want him to get the gig.
The Mancelino?
Yeah, I do.
So this is my issue with that. With Mancelino stand, and I it's nothing against him personally at all. I thought he did a serviceable job filling in as good as you could ask him to do, considering the circumstances. But my thing is, they have to show that they're not that it's not the same old going into next year. And if all people have to look at when it comes to the leadership of the team going into next year is Elias getting more say so and Mancelino sticking around, what message are you sending to everybody?
And it's funny you say that because we've heard nothing about the next GM.
No, I mean, he at the press conference, I left there feeling like he is in absolutely no rush to get a GM. He in no rush to get a GM. So I don't think that's going to be filled before the start of the season for sure. So that's what I'm saying. I just think it would send the wrong message to a fan base that you're trying to keep on good terms right now.
Well, we got some breaking news coming across the wire. We're all sports talk fans. We're all sports talk hosts. Chauncey Billup has been arrested by the FBI on gambling charges, as well as Terry Rozier of the Miami Heat. Chauncey Billup is a coach.
Yeah.
This is such a bad look for people that want to believe sports aren't rigged. Such a bad look. And I would have never... The Terry Rozier thing, we've all been talking about it for years. Because that dude... I want to be as good at anything as Terry thinks is at basketball. He thinks he's the best basketball player in the world. And now you got all these guys that are selling out for a couple bucks.
Chauncey Billups, man. A head coach? No, he's not. Is that a head coach?
Yeah, he was a head coach. I think... But this had to happen when he... He couldn't have gotten in trouble for this. It had to be... Yeah. So I just don't... Man, I'm sorry. I don't mean to change the topic. I know we're talking Baltimore, but I think this is such a huge thing that's going to we're changing the landscape of sports with gambling. So,
This is. I mean, I definitely think it's the craziest thing that's happening right now. I mean, I saw Pablo Torre's tweet about the FBI basically about to do a big time sweep on these athletes for what they're being arrested for. You already mentioned Rozier. I think it's one more Malik Beasley that's still on the radar as well. But the Chauncey thing, like you said, with it being a coach, he has direct impact on how his team, you know, plays that night, who plays, and oh man,
it's huge.
This breaks the trust. It breaks the trust with the viewers, with the fan base, with the bettors. I don't know how they recover from this one.
What do we hear? Are you back on the airways this week, Cordell Woodland?
Yeah, I mean, you never really know. I'll be jumping on different shows throughout the week, as always. No fresh take this week. We got the start of the World Series underway, and of course it'll be on the Fan. So yeah, probably after the World Series is over is when we'll be back on air, but I'm on the Fan throughout the week.
Thank you very much.
And I'll be in for Bob on Monday.
There you go.
So yeah, I'll be on Vinny and Haney on Monday.
Thanks a lot, Gordell.
Appreciate it, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.